Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the 8-Bit Geek proudly brings to you its self-proclaimed best of the best wrestling podcast to the world, the Pod Dog Kevin WK, the Sad Ass Michael Reed, your 8-Bit Outlaws.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to this spooktastic 2018 edition of Divas, Dropkicks, and Dives, brought to you by 8-Bit Horror Fest. I am your host, Michael Reed, and as always, with me today is a man who has a portal to hell in his backyard, so he doesn't understand what all the fuss is about.
Yeah, man, you guys all stressing out about Mars and shit. I got Hellmouth in my backyard right now. You know what? Reggie runs around it.
It's just so, portals everywhere. They just randomly pop up.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't Mars and Hell, I feel like they would be the same thing. Although I say Mars that a thousand years from now, somebody's going to be listening to this probably on the surface of Mars, in which case, thank you very much, loyal listener.
Yeah, you got to be real loyal to go back that far.
Don't you?
But they're going to be like, man, this is nothing like Total Recall.
Not at all. Which is a great movie about Mars.
I don't know anything about Mars.
This was not a great movie about Mars. It wasn't a terrible movie about Mars, but was not a great movie about Mars.
It's not a good movie. It's not a bad movie. It's just the movie. God damn it.
Roman Reigns is everywhere. No, he's not. And he does have some sort of tie to this movie, of course.
Yeah.
We are, of course, talking about 2005's video game epic Doom, which, and I mentioned because it was starring, I put in quotations, The Rock, as he was going by at the time. We know him now as Dwayne The Rock Johnson, but he hadn't made the complete transition out of WWE yet. He's the biggest name, but we've also got Carl Urban, who's kind of the, I guess the hero of the story. This was weird. So we're just going to jump right into it. I remember I was working at Blockbuster when this movie came out. I remember watching this movie and thinking that it was the greatest video game to movie adaptation we'd had up to that point.
Yeah.
But man, going back and watching it 13 years later, it did not age well.
Yeah. Yeah. It really, the only, you know what, in the interesting part, and I would say this kind of was ahead of its time, was, and we're going to go ahead, I'm going to jump ahead to this part, but the first person scene, like that whole sequence.
That's the best part.
Yeah, that is the best part of the movie, but that whole first person sequence basically turned into, like, later on, you had, what was that movie? They did a whole movie based on it, like
Hardcore Henry.
Hardcore Henry, yeah, so like you could.
An awesome, awesome movie.
Yeah, yeah. And so you've got that. You've also have, you know, you have some crazy, like, once again, yeah, The Rock before he was like super famous. You had Carl Urban in it. You had that one chick that's in everything, like back in the day. I think she was in the Silent Hill 2 as well.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Rosamund Pike.
Yeah.
I think
she's been around. Like she's been like, I recognize her right off the bat.
This was a couple years removed from Angelina Jolie's Tomb Raider, which was 2001, and that was good. It was not great, and I don't know why I thought this movie was so good when I first watched it.
She was also in Gone Girl.
Yeah,
she is like a, yeah, she's been in amazing movies since. So this is one of those movies, like, I guess you just kind of grin and bear it.
What's crazy is she turned down another big role. Yeah, she actually,
just to do this,
she turned down the role of Rita Skeeter in Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
Oh, wow.
To work on this movie. So
that's
hindsight being 2020. Maybe that wasn't the best choice. Her role in this movie was weird, too. I don't know. We'll just have to kind of get into it. So for those of you who have not watched this movie or have not somehow played the Doom video game series, first off, you need to fix that. At least go back and play like Doom and Doom 2.
The originals, if you can't handle that, I would say just play the Doom 2016. Like, that game is unbelievable.
It's
available on pretty much every system because Bethesda.
Yeah.
It's on the Switch. It's on PC. I mean, it's not on mobile yet, but I mean, come on. I mean, it'll be on like calculator soon with Skyrim.
Well, and that's what the original Doom is for. You can play it on toasters. You can play it on your fridge.
You can play it on ATM.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that game is everywhere.
Yeah.
So... The idea in the game was that there were these space marines that had found, I don't even know if was Mars really even in the original story. They just found a portal to hell.
Yeah.
And they had basically the portal had brought hell onto Earth, basically. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of nice that the movie kind of fleshed it out a little bit, but they stuck to the similar premise.
Yeah.
Which was weird opening the movie with this, like, with the whole text, like you're entering this crazy ass universe or something, talking mm-hmm. about how they'd found this portal in, what was it, Arizona or some shit? But yeah, it was a neat idea that there's this, or at least in the movie, it's a portal to Mars. Mm-hmm. And that's what allows these scientists and everybody to go through to examine Mars. And I guess the movie kind of took the hell element out of it completely. They kind of Resident Evil'd it, where they tried to make it all like scientific and justified as to why.
They tried to ground it, right? Yeah.
Why all this shit was happening. So the hell and the satanic shit was kind of taken out of the movie entirely.
Kind of. I mean, you still had. I mean, obviously there was an element of hell because you even had like that religious dude, kind of like who gets turned. What was goat?
Yeah, and that was. I mean, yes and no. I mean, that was loose, but like you take him out of it, and there's no religious element to it. It was all scientific because they'd found these like this DNA of these protohumans or whatever it was.
Yeah.
So
yeah, like the ones who can. They were curing themselves.
I think the weirdest part about this movie for me was basically how they Metal Gear Solid 2'd it, where the Rock was billed as like the kind of the hero of the piece, and you go through about 2/3 of the movie with it feeling that way.
Yeah.
But he ends up, we get the swerve at the end.
Yeah.
He was actually offered Carl Urban's part initially. They did want him to be the star, but they felt that the part that he played of Sarge was more interesting.
Yeah.
So that's why he ended up going with it. So
it made more sense for him too.
Yeah, it was weird.
Especially because he could be a heel if he wanted, and he could do that on screen.
Right, right. So I mean, he did a good job of it. It was interesting to get that swerve that I don't think most movie going folks were expecting, because this was right like the, I mean, not at the beginning of his becoming like the highest paid actor in Hollywood type thing. But this was like, he was on the upswing at this point. So, and no, I don't have Hellspawn in the background for ambiance. That's my going at it. So, freaky goobers. But man, this, like I said, this movie just did not age as well as I thought it would. I was like, they just added it to Netflix, so I was super excited to watch it.
Yeah, and then, me too.
You know, then Kevin told me we were going to review it for 8-Bit Horror Fest. So I was like, fuck yes, that's an excuse to watch it. I sat down and watched it, and I was just dumbfounded.
Like, this is not aged.
No, it is not what my early 20s self remembers watching. So I don't know. After watching it, what's your impression of this? Like, I'm
you know what? Like I said, the first time I watched it, I wasn't too into it. I was like, okay, this is all right. I was like, it's weird that they turned the Sarge into a bad guy, because I mean, the Sarge is like the main character of the video games.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least he's kind of like an unknown soldier, but I thought they called him Sarge.
No, it's just Doom Guy.
Just Doom Guy?
Yeah.
Doom Guy. Well, whatever. I kind of was under the impression of that. So, I mean, I thought it was good for what it was worth. Like I said, I think the best sequence in that movie was the first person sequence with Reaper, kind of like just after he takes that, or he goes through the transition or whatever.
It was cool at the time, but going back and watching it now, it looks like a really bad FMV like shooter sequence.
Yeah. Going back and now seeing it in HD, yeah, it's a different story.
It's not the best, but at the time, that was.
But they still had some really good practical effects and really good like prosthetics and stuff being used in this movie. Like they could have made a good
I don't
like
know.
Headspace
I thought the
movie.
Monsters looked terrible, except Pinky, who was completely CGI.
Yeah,
and even then, that was okay for 2005. It's, you know, not Jurassic Park quality, but I mean it held up okay. Mm-hmm. Although it didn't make any sense as to why he turned into that from who he was before, but we'll just roll with it.
Yeah.
It's crazy that first person shooter sequence, while it looks like it's all in one shot, it actually took them 2 weeks to film that whole thing. So it's pretty crazy. I mean, I was okay with him taking the hell elements out of it. I'm sure John Romero wasn't pleased with that.
Yeah.
You know, it was okay. It was cool to see that id Software actually kind of didn't have their hands on the movie, but they were actually somewhat involved with the movie. And then the movie got some good Easter eggs in there through some of the, like, the doctor names and whatnot. There was like, Todd Carmack, which is obviously combined with John Carmack.
John Carmack and
Tom Hollenshead. And then there was Dr. Willits, which is obviously named after Tim Willits, as they were all, like, kind of the heads of id Software at the time. So it was, I appreciated that as a gamer, like the acknowledging the game, because some video game movies don't do that.
Yeah.
I appreciated that part, but some other interesting bits of trivia from this movie. Vin Diesel was offered the lead role, but turned it down. I found that crazy.
Yeah.
That's right.
Probably coming right out of, that's got to be coming right out of Riddick.
Yeah, I think so. Plus, there were no cars in this movie, so.
Yeah, you know, I gotta take a car to drive, you know, to get to work, and that's what I do, because I'm Vin Diesel.
It doesn't work for him if he's only furious. He's got to be fast and furious.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, it's one or the other, bro.
You can't have asset, so.
Or you can't be one or the other.
But I guess, I mean, The Rock and Carl Urban are, like, the two most memorable characters, and everybody else was kind of ancillary. Like
it was just another, like, space marines. They're like, we can battle anything, and then they die, like, the first, you know.
Yeah, it's
first chance of action,
but they treat them like the I don't know, I think back to Alien, where, like, every character was interesting and thought out, and it made their deaths that more impactful. But yeah, everybody else was just, like, super throwaway. So I mean, like, you know, like you said, Goat was kind of the more, it was weird. Like, he was religious, but then he was also, like, self-mutilating anytime he took the, you know, Lord's name in vain. That was kind of dark.
Yeah, that was.
God, who else?
The creepy Southern dude. Was it?
Yeah, it was like
Ed Portman.
That was weird to watch him through 2018 eyes, like him walking up to, you know, basically every woman that was on the planet practically trying
He's
to
like, yeah.
It's like, this is uncomfortable. You know, and then, like, the guy just wanted to be referred to as Pinky, like, for some reason. I mean, obviously it's because he turns into Pinky the Demon, but
yeah,
it was just, I don't know. They did shoehorn some stuff that just did not feel right. But
yeah. What
were you going to expect from a video game movie? I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
Well, especially back in this time when it really was just a cash in, like, there wasn't much put into video game movies back then.
I mean, without that first person sequence, it's really bad. And at least with the first person sequence, it's an ode to the game that gives it some credence. So apparently the original cut was, like, too violent for the time, so they had to cut some stuff back.
Oh, it's too bad they never came out with a director's cut of that.
Yeah,
check it out.
I feel like that would have aged a little bit better. Also, I mean, I thought this movie, like, was filmed, like, really dark. I mean, obviously some of the initial scenes of the labs and stuff where everything's lit up, but, like, once the lights go out, it was almost too dark. But I think they did that because, like, I can't even think of it. The big monster thing, I bet that it looked terrible. Like, that's what you
did. Hell Knight?
Yeah, you said it, like, the prosthetics and stuff were really good, but I thought they looked pretty bad. But that's why they had to make it so dark, is so you couldn't see how terrible.
So you hide the prosthetic,
basically,
how bad it was.
Yeah, you just got, like, the Doom Knights, like, not silhouette, but I mean, just kind of the outer edges of it. But, like, that fight scene at the bottom of the electrified pit, which why we hadn't, I mean, that in and of itself, I thought that was a terrible scene.
Yeah.
I did not enjoy that whatsoever.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I don't know, man. This movie did, like I said, just didn't age well. I just did not.
No. Like I said, the how far we've come with video games and movies, I think, I mean, if they were going to be the one thing they got right, I mean, they kind of like Doom has always been kind of synonymous with like metal and stuff like that. So like the soundtrack was just like really like the original like orchestrated soundtrack was all just metal music.
Mm-hmm.
So that was cool. Like kind of kept you awake.
Did it though? Did it? Okay, so yeah, it had a budget of $60 million, made $15 million its opening weekend, for a U.S. gross of $28 million, and then worldwide was about $16 million. So it did not come close to making its budget. Which, if you think about The Rock's career, he didn't have a lot of duds, so it does kind of stand out in that respect that it wasn't it didn't do as well. But in a weird way, I don't really blame The Rock in this instance. It wasn't entirely his fault.
Yeah.
It was just, I don't know. Another thing about Doom is like the amount of enemies that you find in certain areas. And I feel like this movie, you only had the Doom Knight, you had Pinky, and then you had random scientists that were kind of infected with whatever.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel like there was a lot of,
No, it was more of a kind of a jump scare, kind of like they were stalking instead of like it was just straight up attacking.
Special effects were okay for the time. I think that whole nano wall stuff was kind of cool.
Yeah, but that dude freaking out. He's like, I don't like to take the nano wall. And then they had that whole scene, that sequence with them.
Yeah, which good. That model monster that's kind of in the wall that. See, that's like I'm talking about. Like, that didn't look good at all.
Yeah.
It was twitching and stuff. And just, I don't know. Yeah, man, I don't have a lot to say about this movie. Like, it just didn't do well.
It just, I mean, it was, like I said, at its time, I think it might have did well. I mean, what's the budget on this thing? And, like, how did it do in the box office?
Well, that's what I was just saying. Like, it was $60 million bucks to make, and only ended up making 45.
Even like after like home release?
Oh, that I don't know. That's just from IMDb.
Oh, yeah. Right. Interesting. Well, that sucks. I mean, but once again, I mean, it launched the careers of a lot of different actors. I mean, I didn't say it launched it. It was a lot of big actors were still in it.
IMDb only lists like box office. It doesn't list the
like how much it made afterwards. Video.
So maybe it ended up getting back to budget, but I doubt it. If it was like $15 million under by the time it was out of theaters.
Yeah, that's not saying.
That is no bueno. So it's the reason we didn't get a Doom 2.
Yeah. Hell on Earth. That would have been cool.
It would have been
cool. The game was cool.
Yeah. The games have done it right, but yeah, the movie just did not. I don't know, that whole the weird subplot with Carl Urban and his sister and their parents having died on Mars originally, so he's traumatized. Yeah. Like, I don't know, the PTSD thing didn't fit in very well. It was just, that was, again, talking about stuff being shoehorned in there.
Yeah.
That was just weird. I'm a big fan of the How Did This Get Made podcast, and when they review their movies, which I need to see. They may have reviewed this one before. I don't know. But I'm going to kind of ape an idea from them. They go to Amazon and they will look at 5-star reviews and just kind of give them out. So since we can't talk about this movie with as much praise, we will go directly to the people and I will let them speak on our behalf. But I love this one. It's a 5-star review. It says, gotta love sci-fi. And it says, I have never seen the movie all the way through.
No, no.
Either the disc I rented from the local store was so badly scratched or unavailable or on when it was on TV. It was on the late, late showing. With Amazon, I can rent movies like these and view them whenever. This one has all the action I could possibly want. Blood, guts, gore, scary monsters, science gone wrong, and this was taken off a video game? I don't know if the game has the same storyline, but I sure enjoyed the heck out of this one. The characters were believable and acting was really great. I especially enjoyed the scene towards the end that was the view from the gamer's point of view, kind of like a point-and-shoot session. Added a little more oomph to the movie. This movie is great entertainment, so any who watch it, enjoy and break out the popcorn. 5 stars.
Oh, this guy's a really simple and very happy guy.
Isn't that great? That's hilarious.
Oh, man.
Here's one. Can't say too much about this movie. Could have been a dud, but the story keeps moving and it makes you think. Great cast. Love the Rock.
Makes you think what?
I know. Love the Rock in a role where he gets to be the bad guy. He is talented.
Five stars. The guy spoils it right in the fucking review.
Oh, yeah. They're great for this. They're so, so good.
In Titanic, the boat sinks.
Here we go. I've always liked this movie, especially when, spoiler, they put in parentheses, they do the first-person shooter perspective.
Yeah, see, that's the main draw of this movie. I think that's what everyone takes away when seeing Doom, is that first-person session. Because, once again, for its time, it was great. Obviously, it's very aged now, but it did inspire Hardcore Henry. And even, what was that movie with Jason Statham, the two movies they did with him, where he always had to be, like, super, super adrenaline because his heart would stop beating if he like
crank.
There you go. Cause they had some like moments in Crank like that too.
This one here is love all the actors, actress in this movie. Love the references to the originators of Doom, the game in the there. Oh man, these are so grammatically bad.
Yeah, well, of course they are. I mean, it's people who are saying good things about the Doom movie. Right.
The Rock was pretty good, but I do love Carl Urban in most of his stuff, Dread aside.
Please tell me he misspelled Carl Urban, too. Like
he did, yeah, Carl with a C.
And then Urban, like U-R-B-N or something?
No, the Urban's fine. Okay. Although, dissing Dread, that's a good fucking movie. So fuck
that was a good. That was a good movie. That was America's pretty much, what was that movie? Oh, that... The Raid Redemption. Yeah. It was pretty much America's Raid Redemption.
I love these 5-star reviews. Here's one. A great items. Thank you. 5 stars.
A great items?
Items, yes. Items.
No, plural. It didn't say a great items.
It says a great items. Thank you.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Perfect review. 5 out of 7.
Yes.
Perfect.
Great movie. Came as described and it is unrated. Full screen. 5 stars.
Oh, it is unrated. Oh, okay. So there is an unrated shootout there.
I guess this is the Doom unrated extended edition on Blu-ray, which you can get for $9.96 off Amazon.
There you go. Go ahead and order it, folks. Use promo code 8bit3D and you get to order us some.
You get a free error message on your screen when you do that.
They go and punch that promo code. 2 more copies show up in their cart to send to us.
Exactly. Hey, yeah, that would be so dope.
That would be awesome until like more than one person does that. And we end up with like 50 copies of fucking Doom unrated.
Right.
Well, what are we going to do with all of these?
It would cost Jeff Bezos like tens of dollars. It wouldn't affect their bottom line too much.
I gotta find some space to put these Blu-rays.
It's a great way to have Trent Reznor's, you know, credit music just on a loop over and over and over.
He didn't do anything for this, did he?
Yeah, he did.
No, you're thinking of Quake.
No. Did you not watch the movie all the way through? The end credits music was done by Trent Reznor.
Oh, I fucking didn't pay attention about that. But I was clocked out at that point. I mean, I watched through the end. I just, as soon as I saw the first word, I was like, all right, cool, we done.
No, yeah, the end.
We finished it all through.
Another cool thing, as bad as those computer graphics are for the end credits, if you watch them carefully, every name of a person that is shot and their name explodes actually died in the movie. So only like Carl Urban and Samantha Grimm. And I think technically the Rock's name exploded.
No, the Rock got thrown into the dam. Yeah. So he got thrown into the arc reactor or whatever.
There's like 2 or 3 people whose names survived. So,
yeah, the Doom video games were cool. Like I said, I mean, if you're new to the whole Doom franchise, where's a good place to start?
I honestly think you have to have enjoyed the games to like consider this a good movie. If somebody has never played the Doom games before and you sit them down to watch this, they're just going to be like disappointed as hell.
Yeah.
Like the whole Mars angle is kind of weird because that I'll take it. You know, they did.
It doesn't really play in like they want, no, like in the video game.
But if you remember, id was trying to reboot Doom at that point. That was that original Xbox version or PC that they made it all about the UAC on Mars and the science experiment and shit gone wrong.
Yeah, that was Doom 3.
I did forget that. So it's almost like they tried to tie it into that. More yeah. so than the originals, but Doom and Doom 2 were just so much better with mm-hmm. much less story. I had fond memories watching this movie back in like 05 and 06, but yeah. Going back to it years later, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's a hard one to sit through. So I mean, it's almost 2 hours, which it feels way longer than that because of the fact that some parts of it are just like fucking... You want to just eat a gun.
You want to be on the receiving end of a first person perspective.
Yeah. You're just like, this movie is just too much.
Yeah. I can't realistically recommend you watch it. If you want to, it's on Netflix right now. So, I mean, it won't cost you anything, but
mm-hmm. only your time.
I think there are more interesting ways to spend your day, and there's much better movies that are going to be part of 8-Bit Horror Fest that are worth watching. Yeah, we got handed a bad one on this one.
Yeah,
but that's okay. Somebody's got to take one for the team, and in this case, it was us.
Yeah.
It was 105 minutes for the theatrical cut, 113 minutes for the unrated cut. I'll be honest, I've never watched the unrated cut, so I don't know. Maybe that's better. Maybe the Blu-ray version is better.
Maybe
I can't.
I don't think Netflix got the unrated cut.
No, I'm sure it didn't. And I can't imagine 8 minutes of footage would be much better. But maybe it gives the story more depth. Because that's you definitely can feel that they cut out so much of the story that just mm-hmm. doesn't make any damn sense.
Yeah.
I don't know, Kevin. Any parting thoughts before we get out of here?
I mean, like I said, I think for its time in 2005, I think this was pretty much par for the course when it comes to video game movies. Nowadays, they would be held to a higher standard, although there's not many video game movies being made because everyone's focusing on comic book movies at the moment. And especially since video games have come so far since 2005 to where you're getting full cinematic experiences from the video game itself now. So there's kind of it's kind of like defeats the purpose of making an actual full, like, actual movie. I mean, Tomb Raider tried it, and they didn't do very well. Uncharted's been in developmental hell, but the games have been fire, both for Tomb Raider and Uncharted. So I could see why they're not going to do, like, a new Doom movie, especially with, like, the Doom games that have been rebooted, like I said, in the last 2 years, have been unbelievable. Like, Doom 1, and then there's another Doom coming out early next year.
Well, and my thing has always been, like, when you're playing a game, you're playing it for gameplay predominantly. Mm-hmm. You know, story's important. But, like, I think that's the biggest problem with trying to adapt a video game into a movie. It's like people play Doom because it felt good to play. It was a fun mm-hmm. shooter to play. People didn't play Doom so much for the story. So trying to adapt, like, the worst part of that game, and I say worst, like, loosely, it just had a simple premise to keep you continuing to play the game, but trying to turn that into like an hour and a half or 2 hour movie, like, of course you're getting, that's why they end up being so bad. Tomb Raider, you know, the original Tomb Raiders had freaking T-Rexes and tigers and all sorts of things that like don't belong in the same ecosystem, just in these random things. Like, there wasn't much story to why Lara was doing it. It was just meant for you to play to solve puzzles and shit. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
I think that's at least in my humblest opinion why video game movies don't do well. It's because you play the games for the gameplay, not so much the story.
Yeah.
And so the story revolves around the gameplay. So if you take the gameplay out of it, then what do you have left? But, mm-hmm. you know, and that's obviously it's not the case with every video game, but the majority of games that get big enough to, you know, turn into a movie, a fucking Call of Duty movie exists. Like, why? Nobody goes to Call of Duty for the story.
Wait, really?
Yeah, you remember that? There was, like, it was really bad.
Like CGI, or is
no,
it
no,
like
no.
a...
It was a live action.
Oh no, really? I don't remember that.
I'm pretty sure.
It had to be like a straight to Blu-ray cut then or something like that, or straight to video.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's in development.
Oh.
It's still in development. But I feel like that's been in development for a while. I thought that came out, it was like a military shooter. I don't know. I swear that that
There's
movie
been
had already
so
came
many.
Out. Yeah, I guess not. I guess I thought it had come out, my bad. But, like, yeah. That's... Who the fuck wants a Call of Duty movie? Because there's... Those characters... There's no depth to them, and they don't last or anything, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't even think it's a good popcorn flick. I don't necessarily... If you're just intrigued with watching, like, a bad movie, I guess you could go for it. Or if you're trying to, like, watch all of The Rock's movies, I guess you could go back and watch it.
Have fun with the Tooth Fairy.
You and I can attest to wrestling fans' obsessive compulsion to absorb everything that a wrestler does, which is why the WWE has their own film studio and all that stuff. So, because they have a guarantee they can sell however many off a bad movie. I mean, Kane's done like what, 3 movies?
Yeah, See No Evil 1, 2, and 3.
I just can't recommend it. I can't, not in good conscience.
Yeah. No, I'd recommend this to a video game fan, but it's a cautionary tale. What not to do.
Right. Exactly.
In 2018, at least.
So I think with that, we're going to get out of here. Kevin, what other Horror Fest offerings do you guys have coming up? I know.
Oh, man. So far, we've dropped Friday the 13th for Jason X. We kicked off Horror Fest with that and then followed that up with Bri-Fi. Bri-Fi released his episode, which I'm not sure what movie he did, but yeah, check that out. We've got a bunch of them on the way. We've got My Bleeding Ears doing something. We have We Talk Games should be still working on something. River City Gaming Squad, good old Link, is working on something. And I'm trying to think of what it was. Movie Films with Bill and Steve, of course. They always help out every year, and they're awesome. So we've got a lot. We've got a stacked card of podcasts that are going to be coming out this month.
Bri-Fi did Alien versus Predator.
Oh, there you go.
So
I don't remember that being in space, but all right, it was in Alaska.
Oh well, I mean the Predators came.
I got
from
in
space.
For free, and I wanted my money back after that movie.
That's another one that I remember in casually enjoying when I watched it, but I bet if I go back
and
watch it,
hated it right off the bat. Mm. Yeah.
It wasn't what I wanted, but it was, let's see, like, we could talk about that movie. Like, that CGI scene of, like, 1,000 xenomorphs, like, climbing on the pyramids and shit. Like, that's the movie I want.
Yeah.
It's still the movie I want.
Yeah, exactly. You didn't get that movie.
No, we definitely didn't. So
I can spoil the ending of that one real quick, though, for you folks. If the funny thing is, like, I don't understand what the fuck the aliens were, or the Predator was thinking. They like that girl helped him out. They were working together and they're like, cool. Here's a souvenir. Well, see you later here. I'll leave you in a t-shirt in the middle of the fucking Antarctic while we just fly away on a plane. Couldn't fucking drop you off somewhere.
They don't have time for hitchhikers, man.
I guess not. Fucking tight schedule. These predators.
Yeah. It's
so,
you know,
spoiler alert.
It's a Hitchhiker's Guide. He told her not to panic. So.
Yeah,
it just didn't work out for everybody.
Didn't even give her a fucking jacket. You knew he had one on there made of like some fucking weird alien cloth.
There's got to be like some sort of bearskin rug equivalent on that ship. Somebody's got to have something. Yeah. So
fuck out of here, Predator, with your ugly ass face.
I wonder what's a worse movie, Doom or Alien versus Predator?
Oh, that's a tough one, man, because they're both terrible.
Yeah.
Man.
The great debate. So
we'll do a whole nother episode of that one.
We'll have to do. You have to talk to Doug and Jer about doing some sort of like a ranking system at the end of 8-Bit Horror Fest. Like, what are the worst?
Oh, like overall, all the movies that have been watched.
Yeah.
I think we should leave that up to the community, to be honest, because I mean, they're going to be the ones that are listening to all these podcasts. We're only watching the movies we're supposed to watch. I mean, at least I am. I don't have time to watch, you know. That's like true. Aliens, trust me, unless you're like forcing me or if there's some monetary gain coming from this, I'm not going to watch Alien versus Predator again.
Well, there you go, folks. If you want them to do some sort of ranking system or something, reach out to the 8-Bit Geek.
Reach out
to Doug and Jer.
Join our Discord.
Yeah. Kevin, you know what? This is a perfect opportunity for you to pimp everything.
Yeah, man. I mean, we've got the 8-Bit Geek. You find us at the8bitgeek.com. Support us on Patreon, patreon.com/the8bitgeek. That way you get pre-show, post-show of the 8-Bit Geek episodes. You also get extra content from 8-Bit Saga. We've uploaded some more videos lately for 8-Bit Cooking. It's 8-A-T-E. We've done a couple of those. I've uploaded some provocative pictures.
Yes.
And also, we put up a video the other day. Or what did I put up? Oh, it was an 8-Bit Brawl, the Patreon Rumble for 8-Bit Brawl. It's kind of like a mid-season kind of deal.
I still need to watch that, too. I haven't.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. So it's a special 8-Bit Brawl episode that will probably never see the light of day outside of Patreon. And it was just a thank you to our patrons for being patrons and supporting. And then also kind of a just get pumped up for 8-Bit Brawl Season 2, which I am designing the characters as we speak.
Nice. I hope to add something to the cooking show. Debbie and I have been talking about it, and I have a delectable dish.
Nice.
We just got to figure out we don't have a fancy camera or anything, so I don't know if we're just
going to. Oh, I did it all on my phone. Did and you? We've got the same phone, dude. You could do it from your phone.
Okay.
Your Galaxy S8.
Yeah.
Because that thing records perfectly at 1080p. And then also, if you even want to do 4K, but 4K gets a little ridiculous.
I bet. So, yeah. Of course, I mean, we're a wrestling podcast, which is why we did this movie, because The Rock is in it. So, you know, if you're into wrestling at all, which is not just WWE, we have, you know, made the transition and we're covering more independent wrestling. We still cover WWE, but we don't like to because they tend to produce garbage.
Yeah. So, I mean, as we've seen with the Australian stuff yesterday.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're interested in getting, you know, some more of your wrestling fix filled, you can find us on at facebook.com/the8bit3D. We're on Twitter at the8bit3D. And you can find us on Instagram under the 8-Bit 3D. So, which is nice when we go to the indie shows, we tend to put up a bunch of pictures on Instagram. So,
yeah,
you know, gives you kind of a good frame of reference when we're talking about people. You can find out who we're talking about.
Yeah, totally. And also, speaking of that, Mike went to a show this weekend. So he'll have that talk about in the next episode, which who knows, that could already be out by now. Whenever
I think it is. I looked at I guess you or Doug put up a calendar on our thing, and it's like we're airing not this Friday but like next Friday, so like the 19th. So yes, you can go back into our archives and see and listen to us talk about an indie show and see pictures from it. So
yeah, so it's pretty awesome.
As you can tell, we are much better at reviewing, or at least I'm much better at reviewing wrestling than I am reviewing films. So
you did great. Come on.
Unless you just have to have absorbed the entire catalog of The Rock's films or Carl Urban, because I know Windrus is all about Carl Urban.
That's true.
We should have had her on. Why am I thinking about this now? We should have had her on here, because at least she could have obsessed over Carl Urban for 10 minutes. And yeah, that would have been
10 minutes. That's cute.
Yeah, I know. We would have had to condense it to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to go jump into a portal to Mars, and we're just going to end this whole thing right here. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Make sure to check back on the 8-Bit Geeks feed as they drop more Horror Fest episodes, because like Kevin mentioned, there are plenty more coming your way.
Yes. It's going to be awesome.
And with that, later, nerds.